I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us today. They say that every dog must have its day. This weekend, some will get two. About 1,500 dogs and their owners or handlers are coming to East Lansing to compete for the coveted Best in Show title at the MSU Pavilion. The Winterland Classic Cluster Dog Show is hosted by the Ingham County Kennel Club and attracts entries from across the U.S. and Canada. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with two club members, its president, Mark Yeager, and secretary, Vicky Bovey. They were both busy setting up behind the scenes with just one canine companion on site, Polar, a fluffy white Bichon Frise.
We have the dog show here every year. And we will have approximately 1,500 dogs entered on Saturday, and then normally they're the same ones that kind of hold over for Sunday, but that's what we average out.
Now, when you watch the granddaddy of all shows on TV, the Westminster Kennel Club show, which happens every February, you see them running around with their owners, their masters or trainers. And to the untrained eye, you might not really know what goes into that little trot around the stage. What types of things really go into good dog training, and what things are judges looking for?
Well, the judges are looking for the confirmation of that breed, of that particular breed. And what you usually see on TV is what we call group judging. But prior to that, these dogs compete against their own breed first. And then the best of their breed goes into the groups. And that's where what most people see, you know, on TV. And then one from those groups go on to Best in Show. This will happen the same thing here for Saturday and Sunday.
We have the standards that are set for that particular breed. And before we can judge at that level, we have to have studied them quite extensively and really gotten to know what they're supposed to be like. And we're looking for which of those dogs comes closest to the absolute perfection that their standard calls for on that particular day. So it's a little bit subjective because you can weigh things a bit differently. Even if you have a point scale, that there's 35 points for what the head is like and another 30 points for how the body is put together, you sit there and you say, well, this one really gets about 30 points on the head, but only 25. And you start to balance that off, and eventually you come up with this one for me today. That's the one that is really saying to me, I am a German Shepherd, and nobody should ever ignore me.
Okay, so those are some of the physical characteristics. Right. You're looking for the quintessential features of the breed. But every dog has its own personality, and you want personality to come through, and you're laughing here.
Well, they will sometimes make us look really foolish when we're out there
they
with
make
them.
Humble. I mean, yes. I've shown for many years, and I love showing puppies, and it does. It will give you a humbling experience when you show a puppy especially, but yes.
Okay, now you've done it. Horror stories on the runway, if that's the word for it.
Oh, yeah. There would be several stories you could tell. So, yes. And especially, like I said, I used to show puppies for my breeder. And they will make you humble.
Well, there was one day down at the Detroit Kennel Club. She was showing one of our dogs for us because Karen and I were both in the ring with other dogs. And Chelsea just spun like
a
little
ring, black
tornado the whole time. Now, she won, but it was like, wow, this dog is not paying any attention to Vicky. She's just,
She was just twisting all the way around the ring. We weren't walking straight. We weren't gating. We were just turning, making circles all the way around the ring.
Twisting like Toto.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
What's really the appeal of a dog show? So many people love dogs, but what is it that makes someone sit through round after round as a novice, appreciating each dog?
I don't know that novices can really appreciate. They more tend to have a single breed that they're really interested in, and they really want to get in touch with that particular breed. And it's after that that we started to branch out. Like when I started, Bull Terriers were the ugliest dogs in the world to me. And now if I see a good egg-shaped head on a Bull Terrier, I almost cry because it's so beautiful. Yeah. But you really have to, it takes time to get into it.
You start with your own breed. I mean, everybody starts with their own breed and works their way through. But what we try to do here, though, we advertise, and we want to get the public in here because this is an excellent place for these people that are looking for a dog or want to see information on dogs to talk to the breeders, talk to the handlers, you know. And on Saturday at noon, we clear out two rings. We have exhibitors donate their time and bring their dog into the ring, sit down, and the public will go in and talk to them. I mean, we call it Meet the Breeds.
Right.
And you go in just like you and I are sitting here talking. And we talked about the dog, and they, you know, and they get that contact. And this is what we're trying to do for the public, too.
Yep.
We want these dogs to be in good homes, and this is a good public education.
We're talking with Vicki Bovey, who is the secretary and cluster chair for the Ingham County Kennel Club, as well as Mark Yeager, the president of the Ingham County Kennel Club. We're talking about the dog show that is taking place this weekend at the MSU Pavilion. This is now in its 25th or so year.
Well, actually, the club itself is getting close to being 100 years old.
Yeah. Because we had 75 years, quite a few years ago, we celebrated our 75th year. So we're probably close to 85 years, maybe?
None of our founding members are with us anymore, although some of them were still alive when I joined back in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
It's a long time been here in the Lansing area. The Civic Center was our venue until it got torn down, and then we kind of went around for a few years until this place opened. And this is really a great place to come and watch a dog show. The aisles are wide, and the grooming space isn't... One of the problems with Westminster, frankly, if you're there, the aisles are tiny. The crowds just make it impossible to get around and see everything. You know?
Well, and they've changed the venue, too, because now they're on the piers. Yeah. But here also, 3 days we have in the arena, the Agility Club joins us. We have them come in and join us for the weekend. So we've got agility running all 3 days. So you can set up in the stands and watch those dogs go through those tunnels and over the teeter-totters and down everything. And that's really fun to watch.
What do you learn about a dog's breeding from an agility course?
Well, first of all, you learn how well you can educate them and then how much fun they have with it. Because if you really want to see dogs enjoying themselves, that's the place to see it. Because those dogs just, they live to be out there and running through that course. It's amazing to see. We had one a few years ago. We didn't show her. We bred her. And she would, for instance, run a minute and a half course. The normal time when it was a minute and a half, she'd be through it in like 26 seconds. And that's a little 6-pound Brussels Griffon. It was amazing to see.
Yeah, it's nice to see them. So, I mean, that way you can sit in the stands and watch that. And that's once you're in the door, you have the access to all of this. We have a lot of nice vendors. It isn't just dog people that, you know, are out there. We've got all kinds of vendors for, you know, the public and everything. So It's a good area for the family just to watch the dog shows.
2-day event, and each show is its own event unto itself. So if your dog goes through its paces and wins best in show on Saturday, that's not the end. There could be a whole different dog that wins the next day.
That's right, because we start this all over again Sunday morning at 8:00. So we work our way through all the breed competition down to the groups, the 7 groups, and then one in each of those 7 groups then goes on to best in show. So we do this both days.
Vicki and Mark, is there a singular moment in all your years of doing this where you saw the alpha dog, you saw, you know, man of war, and something that sticks in your mind about the ultimate dog?
Well, for me, it's got to be the German Shepherd Manhattan. Hatter was just amazing to see him out there with Jimmy Moses going around the ring. Watching him at the Garden was just... it took your breath away. And the connection between those two was just something to see.
What made this dog so special?
Well, number one, he was probably the best German Shepherd that was ever bred. But Jimmy had him in such great condition, and Jimmy himself was in good enough condition to keep up with Hatter, which was not an inconsiderable feat in itself. But just to watch the two of them going around there, just literally floating around that ring, just could bring tears to your eyes.
You have a seminal moment for you, Vicki?
Not really. I've around dog shows so much. I mean, there's just so many of them. It's They're all good. Everybody has their day.
Great.
I enjoy the dog world.
So let's talk about the particulars. When does the event begin on Saturday, and how do people come down to get involved?
We begin here at the pavilion at Farm Lane. We start at 8:00. Gate opens up, the public, we have admission. It's $5 for adults, $3 for children
and seniors.
And
$12 for families.
Yep, 12 for families.
And inghamcountykc.org is our website, and we have links to the schedules if you want to see when the breeds you're interested in are going to be shown.
Mark Yeager is president of the Ingham County Kennel Club, and Vicki Bovey is its secretary and cluster chairman. We've been talking about the Winterland Classic Cluster Dog Show taking place at the MSU Pavilion this weekend. Mark and Vicki, best of luck. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for having us.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.